Praise the Lord, radio listeners. Call your neighbors and tell a friend that Old Landmark Holiness Church is on the air. Welcome to Old Landmark Holiness Church, True Gospel Broadcast. Our address is 2903 Ramsey Avenue, Dallas, Texas 75216. Our phone number is 214-942-5904. You may also reach us via email at olhcministry@outlook.com or on the web at www.olhcministry.com. You owe it to yourself to join us for one of our services. Our service nights are Tuesday and Friday nights at 7:30 p.m., Sunday school at 9:45 a.m., and 11 a.m. worship. During the broadcast, if you need prayer, please call 214-384-6178. And now, let us open up our ears and hearts to the Word of God from our pastor, Charles E. Hill II.
God, we have polluted the sanctity of marriage. We have polluted the sanctity of humanity. These online preachers getting up done had 4 or 5 wives prophesying over you. They done had many wives. Many wives. And they got nerve enough to get up and counsel you. Sit down. Go back to the altar. Shout glory. That devil is a lie. That devil's a lying wonder. Thank you, Jesus. Who shall abide? Who shall dwell in thy holy hill? This is what's wrong in the house of God. We have polluted and defiled the priesthood of God. Eli got in trouble. He knew his sons was a lie. He knew his sons were laying with the sisters at the door of the congregation. He knew it. He knew what his sons was doing. God said, I'm going to destroy Eli and his house, and I'm going to destroy his priesthood forever. And God raised up Samuel. And before Samuel let, amen, Eli know what God was saying to him, the word of God says, hallelujah, that there was a man of God. Didn't give us his name. But if we got enough here, church. That was a man of God that went to Eli and told Eli that there's going to be a sign sent to you. In the same day, you going to die and also your 2 sons. And we say, Lord, who shall abide in thy tabernacle? Who shall dwell in thy holy hill? See, ain't nothing but holiness over here. Ain't nothing but righteousness over here. Ain't nothing but walking upright over here. Amen. You shouldn't be, amen. We preachers getting all these sisters pregnant across the U.S. and across the world, amen. Yes, they are. They laying up with little girls. And they got them laid up and they having their babies. And ain't nobody. Then we want to turn the other way and act like we don't see what's going on. But I'm telling you, just like God brought Eli down, he's bringing down other preachers in the form of Eli. You can have that sin if you want to. You can act like it ain't in the house of God if you want to. You can try to turn your back on it if you want to. But my God is coming and he's bringing judgment. Woo! Hallelujah. Glory to God. Verse 3 said, he that backbiteth not with his tongue nor doeth evil to his neighbor, nor taketh up a reproach against his neighbor. It's one thing about the children of God, we ain't in the backbiting business. We ain't in the backstabbing business. Come on, say amen today. But there's love in the house of God. You know when folk love you too. Nor doeth evil to his neighbor, nor taketh up a reproach against his neighbor. Jesus said, love thy neighbor as thyself. He said, upon these hang the whole law and the prophets. Amen. And he said, love this. He said, love thy neighbor thyself. Amen. He said, love the Lord thy God. Amen. With all your heart, and love thy neighbor as thyself. Upon these two hangeth the whole law and the prophets. Amen. Come on, read verse 4.
In whose eyes a vile person is contemned.
Vile person is full of evil. A vile person is full of sin and iniquity. A vile person can't do the will of God. A vile person, amen, they can't hear the word of God. They don't want to preach word, amen. All we want, amen, is a little bit of sugar mixed in with the word of God. But Brother Hill is going to give you the word just like God said give it. He said cry loud and spare not.
Amen.
Woo! They don't want this kind of preaching. Amen. In who lies a vile person is contemned. Look at that. Finish reading that.
But he honoreth them that fear the Lord.
But he honoreth them
that fear the Lord.
That fear the Lord. And Brother Hill is persuaded today that if you fear the Lord, you know you got to stand before him. If you fear the law, everything that ain't like, amen, like God, we gonna put it away from ourselves. Everything that ain't righteous, we gonna get rid of it. I ain't got no daddy magazines. Woo! Hallelujah. Why? Because I fear the law. And I urge you, every child of God, if you fear the Lord, put away evil from you.
Amen.
God honoreth them. Said he honoreth them that feared the law. Glory to God. I really believe there's no longer any fear. All glory. No longer do we fear God. You ever seen kids that don't fear their mama and daddy? They out of control. They pants is sagging. They talk back to mama. They cuss back at daddy. They fighting with mama. They fighting with daddy. Cause they don't fear their parents. And this is what's wrong. Fear has gone out of the land. You see, these young people don't even fear the police no more. He'll put a bullet in your head and look like you did it. He can put a bullet in your head and make it look like you did it. He can choke you real good and look like you just had a heart attack. You young people better know, you better fear the law of the land. My God, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And this is what's wrong today. We ain't teaching our young people no more that they ought to have respect for authority and that they ought to be in fear and in obedience to authority.
Amen.
Now we want to talk back to the police. Then you want to send them to the schoolhouse and want to think the teacher gonna work a miracle and be able to teach your knucklehead child. Causing chaos in the class. Can't nobody learn nothing. Cause your child. You ain't doing nothing with them at home. And you think the school system gonna be able to do something with them. Lord, who shall abide in thy tabernacle? Who shall dwell in thy holy hill? Hallelujah. See, everybody that come to church ain't gonna make it. Because everybody ain't abiding. Everybody ain't dwelling in the holy hill. See, the word of God is what's gonna keep us in the holy hill. See, now we all today, everybody wanna have their own name great. Amen. Even preachers today, amen, they working on making their name great. I want you to know I'm glad my name is written down. I don't care nothing about, I don't need none of the, amen, none of the things that go along with a credential then. I don't need none of the glamour and glit of the, amen, of having a, amen, of having, amen, make myself, amen, of puff my, what I'm doing down here. That's why I said, by grace are ye saved. Through faith. Amen. And not of works. See, that's why I say, and not of works, lest any man should boast. Well, look at us today. We boasting anyhow. We want our name great. We want our name great in the earth. My name just all I want. I'm happy today that my name is written in the book of life. I don't need a doctor. You ain't got to call me doctor. You ain't got to call me man of God. You ain't got to call me great. Just let my name be over in the Lamb book of life. Who shall abide in thy tabernacle? Who shall dwell? See, I'm going to tell you something. Just because they come to church with it don't mean it's right. Just because we doing it in the church, it don't mean it's right. Just because your bishop and apostle done approved it, it don't mean that it's right. But the holy ain't never changed. I don't care what nobody say. This holy hill is still holy. Can you say amen today? Your lipstick, your makeup, your jewelry, everything you got on, you want to wear these pants. These brothers want to have all this hair and beards on their face. This way is yet holy. Tight suit wearing brothers now. Everybody want to wear this slim fit suit. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Old Landmark Holiness Church True Gospel Broadcast. Tune in again next Monday at 10:15 a.m. You can join us for one of our services Tuesday and Friday night at 7:30 p.m. Sunday morning prayer at 9 a.m. Sunday school at 9:45 a.m. and Sunday morning worship at 11 a.m. Our address is 2903 Ramsey Avenue, Dallas, Texas, 75216. Our phone number is 214-942-5904. For prayer, you may call 214-384-6178. Our pastor is Pastor Charles E. Hill II. And until next time, may God bless you and keep you.